from nu das elyon. The question is that true? Hashta das behemtoy. L'hoyyadei, he didn't know how to outwit his own donkey. Das elyon have yadei knew the thoughts of Hashem. Verse says, my das behemtoy, where did his behemah win over Bilam? The Yamulei, that the name Moyav, they said to Bilam, not time l'rechav to susya. How come you're taking a small donkey? Why don't you take a big horse? Why don't you ride on a nice horse? Amalu, he said, okay, but he said, really, you're right. But Shadoi lo b'yativa, my horse now is outside in the fields eating the wet stuff. So therefore, I have to settle for my chamor. Amalu, the donkey answered back. Halayanaki asaincho, what are you answering? That you ride a Cadillac? You always ride me. I'm the one you always ride on. So Bilam answered back. Latina b'yalma, I use you for my heavy bundles. The Austin answered back, no, Hashem rechavto alai, you always ride upon me, I'm the one that takes you. So Bilam answered back, I cry the alma once in a while, that's all, but not always. You're my spare. When the first my caddy breaks down, I use you for a spare, that's all. So she answered back, I said, no, we're talking about meyoyd chaviyam azeh. From the beginning of life until today, you never rode on anybody else. You only use me, what do you give me here? Not only this, I'll give it to you here. If you argue with me, I'll give it to you. You know who you live with at night? You live with me at night. What are you talking about? It'll be his blanket. So the Bilam lived with his Austin at night. So his Austin outwitted Bilam. If so, how could you say he knew the Das of Hashem? If he couldn't outwit his own Austin, how could he know Hashem? Elo, what does the pasuk mean? V'yadeya das elyon, that Bilam knew the das of Hashem. Sho yadeya lechav noisa sho. He knew that 1 second shakarish baruch hu kayas boy. There's 1 second in the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And if you know that second and you curse somebody, Hashem will be mekayim that curse. That was the kayach of Bilam. And behind the kamalu nabi, so this is what the nabi said to Klai Yisrael. Ami, my nation Klai Yisrael, zechor no mayayetz bolok. Melech Boy, remember what he wanted to do. And what Bilam answered back, Ben Bor Min Hashitim, remember the greatness what Hashem did to you. What was the greatness? My Laman Das Titkas Hashem, Omlam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisroel, do know, remember, know, that Kama Titkas Asisim Achem, how many great righteousness I did with you. Shloi Ko'asti Kol Oisna Yomim, all those days that Bilam wanted to curse you, I did not become angry for even 1 second. Why? If I would have acted normal, Hashem says, if I would have been angry for 1 second, means no Jew would have been left over, so the poet, not one single Jew would have been left over. He had the power to wipe us all out, but Hashem did stuck us with us, so he did not become angry. Bilam said back to Bullock, how can I curse if Hashem doesn't curse? That means that these that usually Hashem is angry, but something's going on here. These days Hashem is not angry. So I have no power. My only power is that the second Hashem becomes angry, I can curse that second. Now the Kama says, "Ikel zoyim b'chol yom Hashem is anger every day." The Kama zoma, how much is his anger? Rega, 1 second. Shneimer says, "Ki rega biapoy chayim b'tzoyner." Rega biapoy, his anger is worth is 1 rega. The boy said, "Another place I'll tell you from." L'cho ami bo b'chadrecho b'sgod l'secho b'adcho chavi. Look, kemat rega, 1 second. Wait 1 second. Ad yavur zoyim until my zam passes by. So it's only 1 second a day that Hashem becomes angry. Now, Amosai, when is this? Amosai Rosak, when does Hashem become angry? During the first 3 hours of the day. Ki chavra karbalosa, the time ago, when the karbalosa, by the beak of the chicken, becomes white. Fred Gemara, kol shosa v'shosa nami chivra. The whole day his beak is white. So the answer is, kol shosa v'shosa ispe surike sumki. It has a red streak there also. True, it's white, but there's one streak of red there. He shows that this 1 second that Hashem becomes angry, less late Sarika something, not even this red streak there. What happened was, then Levi, Devi Komitsarile There was a min.
Yeah.
To have a Mishavi said that Mishubalevi was in the neighborhood of Mishubalevi. They have a common style. He gave him a lot of problems. He's always arguing with him, giving him a lot of problems. So Yom Echad one day became smart to Mishubalevi. He said, you know what? I'm going to find out that second when Hashem is angry, and I'll curse them in, and he'll die. So Nokatanagolto, he took a chicken, the Yosla Bikari tied him up to his bed, the Yosef, and he was sitting to try and watch that one second that the red streak will go away. Omer, it happened that Kimotu Shosla, when that second came, Il Tayu, he missed it. He was sleeping, he was dreaming, he missed it. No, forget. Omer said, Kimotu Shosla, when that second comes, Il Tayu, then I'll curse him. So Kimotu Shosla, when that second came, Nimnim, he was dozing off, he missed it. So Omri said upon himself, Shmamina, he learned out from this, Lav Ulchari is not nice to curse somebody during the second. The Sivit says, Gamenesh Litzadik Leitoiv. A punishment for Tzadik, even for Tzadik, give a punishment Leitoiv. Asilu Beninoi, even with the Min, it's not nice for Tzadik to give a punishment to a Min. Leiboilei Lemeber Hochi. I shouldn't have said this way, so he retracted. Tony, we learned Mishmeid Rameya. Bishor Shech HaMazrachis, in the morning when the sun is shining. When all the kings of the Goyim put on their crown on the head, they bow down to the sun, that's the second Hashem becomes angry. Bilam woke up early and he himself girded his awesome. Tony will learn Mishum Mishum Ben Yelaza. Avo Mivatelis Shura Shagadela. That the love could make even a Godel do a simple thing. And we learn this out from Avram. Notice it was the schus of Avram that we fought against Bilam. It says by Avram, Vayashkim Avram Abaykem, he himself woke up early in the morning and he made his osan in order to go to the Akedah. Even though he should have had his servant do it, but his Av, the tremendous love, he did it himself. And Sina, just the opposite, the hatred that Bilam had, was also Mabatel Ashura Shagdalam. So, Mibilam, Shemit says here, Biokim Bilam Abaykedach, which is a Sinai. He himself woke up early and he himself made his chamor. So that's why he do it himself. He should have had his servant, because he had such great sinner against the Jews. It's kedai to learn Torah and do mitzvahs, even though you don't do it totally lishma, you do it shleil lishma. Why? Shemiter shleil lishma bo lishma. Through doing the mitzvah shleil lishma, eventually you come to do it lishma the right way, with the right intentions. Shebischar raboyu mishtayim kavonis. The reward of these 42 kavonis. Sheikriv Bolok, that Bolok brought, even though his intentions were l'ra, was to curse Klal Yisrael, but still, right now he brought the korban to Hashem, Zachav Yotzu Menu Rus, it came out of him Rus. Nam Rav Yosi Barhuna, Rus, Dito Shel Eglein, Ben B'nai Shel Bolok, Melech Mayav Oysa, that's where Rus came from. Alright, stop there.
The learning of this type should be Le'ilur Nishmas Reb Zev Ben Referetz Olav HaShalom.
Around five lines down from the big lines, Omalei, Omalei Rovo L'Rabba Bamori. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Yitav Elohim Eshem Shloimoi Mishmecho. Hashem will make the name of Shloimo better than yours. Vayigdel Es Kisa Mechisecha, and will raise his throne higher than yours. So this is what Hashem is saying to David HaMelech. So the question is, Uchari, is this nice? L'meimalei l'malka, to say to a king, Hachi, to say that your son will be better and greater than you. So Omalei, what he answered back and said, Me'ein komer. He just meant like yours. He didn't mean to say Shlomo will be greater than David, just meant to say Shlomo will be like yours, David. Because we don't say like this. The prophet says, Tavorach minoshim yeyul. Yael will be benched than the other ladies. Eishes chaver akeni minoshim b'yoyel tavarach. She'll be blessed more than the ladies in the tent. Now, noshim b'yoyel manhinu. Who are these noshim b'yoyel? That Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leia. So you want to tell me, Urchai, is this nice, normal to say, lemei merhochi, that Yael will be greater, her schus is greater than the Imois? Can't be. Ella, what the person wants to say is, me'ein kamar. The schus of Yael is something like the schus of the Imois. His hachinami mi'ein kamar meant to say that Shem told David that your son Shlomo will be like you. This man the Yama pleaded Rabbi Yosef bar Chuni. He argues on Rabbi Yosef bar Chuni. Because he said it's normal to say this way. Yama Rabbi Yosef bar Chuni, b'chol adam miskana chutz mibnoi v'tamidoi. True, a person is jealous from anybody else. It's not nice to say somebody will be greater than you, but chutz from your own son or from your own Talmud. The Rebbe or the father only feels happy if you'll tell me his son will be greater than him. Therefore, it's normal to say to Shlomo, to David, that your son Shlomo will be greater than you. Now, b'noi mishlomo. How do we know this? The fact that a father will be happy with his son, we see from Shlomo. But the prophet told David that Shlomo will be greater than you. V'tamid, I don't know about your student. Iboi Yisayma, the born prophet says, v'yihino pishnayim v'rukhcha. It says by Elisha that he'll receive two times the amount of nevuah as Elio had. Elisha, come upon me. So you see, Elisha, the Talmud, had twice as much as the Rebbe Elio. The boy said, another person, Vayismach es yodav olav. Says that when Elisha put his hands upon Yeshua, Hashem only told him to put one hand. And it says, Lashon yodav, he put both hands. Vayitzadeyu. As if to say, he was not miskana with his own Talmud, Yeshua. Then it says, Vayosem dover pi bilim. Hashem put the words into Bilam's mouth. We have Lazo Aymer. Malach, it was a Malach there that stopped him from giving the curses. And Rabbi Yonasan Omar, Chika, it was like a trap put in his mouth that stopped him. Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Mibirchasa Shalosha Rosha, from what ended up, what came out of his mouth, from the brachas that he gave Klai Yisrael, Atalamad, you learn and see, Mahayib Libay, what he really wanted to do. In other words, Bikeshtan, he wanted to say, Shalayiyolahem Abati Knesis Abati Midrashas. He wanted to curse us that we will not have any more Bati Midrashas and Bati Knesiyas. What came out of his mouth? So Hashem changed it around Lebrocha. What came out was Matoigo Alecha Yaakov. Then he wanted to say La Tishra Shechina Alehim. Hashem should not put a Shechina upon us. But he ended off saying O Mishkan Secha Yisrael. Your Mishkan, you should live with Yisrael. Loitehei Malchusa Nimshechas. That Malchus, the Jewish kingdom, should not go on further. So the apostle says, no, kin cholim notui. It'll be like rivers flowing. Lo yilhem zeitzim krom, they should not have any olives or orchards. The apostle says, no, kiganas ale no, they will have them. He wanted to say, lo yil recha noida, that the smelling will not protrude, go out. Recha noida shouldn't smell nice. So it says, ki olim notu Hashem, Hashem planted them like olim. Lo yilhem malochim bale kaiman, they should not have kings. Balei Kerem, people that stand up. So the Pasuk says, Karozim Alei Mayim, no, they will have Karozim cedar trees. He also wanted to say, L'yir Lehem Melech, then Melech, they should not have any king, the son of a king, as the kingdom should not go on down the family. So the Pasuk says, no, Yizor Mayim Midalyev. Then he said also, Bilam wanted to say, L'yitei Ma'chusam Sholetez Bumas, that their kingdom should not be showed rule of anybody else. But there's no, the Zarab Mayim Rabin. Loitei Azo Machusam, the kingdom should not be strong, but there's no Vayorim Meyagog Malkon. He wanted to say, Loitei Emas Malchusam, that the fear of the king should not be upon the Jews, but it says, no, but Tinosu Machusai, to lift up the kingdom. Kitza, from the brachas that came out of his mouth, we see what was in his intentions, how bad he wanted to curse Klai Yisrael. Omer Abab Abado, Barakani Shino, Kulam Chosun Klolam. All these curses came true later on. Later on, Hashem did bring these curses. Chutz, excluding the first one. And that's the mice that we see, the only thing we have left. We do not have any more kings left anymore. The only thing we have left now today is our Batik Nesir Zabat Midrashas. Rashi says, Shle Yifsuku Mi Yisrael Yerlam. These things will never be taken away. We have this bracha, we will always have Matoivo Olecha Yaakov. Hashem changed over his klolus of Bilam to a bracha. Now klolus just says curse, the curse, for my klolus, mashma, not all the curses. Only one curse Hashem changed over to a bracha. A bracha of Hashem means that it'll be for loylam. So the only bracha that stayed with us is this bracha to have Batik and Yasir Sabatim Midrashas. But the other brachas did not stay, like we see, we do not have any kingdom. Omra Shmuel Banachmeni, Omra Bionisim. My Dachsir was supposed to say, Nemonim Titzei Oyev, that it's good, the hurts, the wounds he gets from a beloved one, for Natrois Neshikos Soine. But from an enemy, it's terrible to have his kisses. That means, Toivo Klolo, Shekil Achia Shiluni Yisrael. It's better off the curse that Achia Shiluni gave us Yoisa mi bracha asher birkam bilam, better than the bracha that Bilam gave us, a rosha. Ach yashuleni killas yisoli cursed by David HaMelech, he cursed. He said, bakonet, he said that Jews should be like a reed, the konish. Remember it says, v'yikah Hashem misisroch asher yinod ha'konet b'mayim. Hashem should hit us like the wind, the water, blows down a reed. Now, ma'konet, just like this reed that grows up near the water. Zoymed domokimayim, it grows by the water. The gizoy machlev, it has